Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I'm a believer.
Oh, yes, I am. And he lives down in my soul. And he lives down in my soul. Tell the world
that Jesus lives.
Tell the world
that Jesus lives.
Tell the world
that Jesus lives.
And he lives. And he lives
down in my soul.
And he lives
down in my soul.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives. Down in my soul.
Down in my soul.
Down in my soul. Down in my soul. But he lives.
How
he lives. Oh, he lives. He lives. He lives. Oh, yes, he lives.
Down in my soul.
Down in my soul.
Down in my
soul. Down in my soul. Fill the world. And he lives
down in my soul.
Oh, and he lives
down in my soul.
Oh, he lives.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives.
Tell somebody that God still lives. He's healing the sick. And he's raising the dead. Anybody in here know that God lives? Tell the world. Tell the world. Tell the world. And he lives. And he lives. And he lives
down in my soul.
And he lives
down in my soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, bless his name.
He lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he lives. He lives down in my soul. sand. I want the whole world to know that he lives. He lives. Oh, down in my soul, down in my heart. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Jeremiah said it's just like fire.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey!
Shut up in my bones.
Thank you, Lord.
How
Thank
do I know
you,
he
Lord,
lives
God.
In my soul? I can feel him. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. As we stand all over this place, God bless you, choir. Thank you. He lives down in my soul. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and we pray, God, that you will speak a word into the hearts and minds of this thy people. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise now for what our ears shall hear, for what our hearts shall receive. We thank you in Jesus' name. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our redeemer. We thank you now in Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise, if you will. Thank you, God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 13, there is a word from the Lord that we deem appropriate for this season and this time that we're living in. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. Amen. And there you will find these words: he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to, for just about 5 or 6 minutes, encourage you by telling you what the word says. Don't you get weary. Amen. These are tough times. One poet said that these are the times that try men's souls. And we're living in a time where it's very easy to get discouraged and depressed and to get anxious. Amen. But the word of the Lord to us today is, don't you get weary. God bless you. Thank you, ushers. Amen. A question that I would ask you this morning is, have you ever sat back and wondered, now that I'm a Christian, what's next? Amen. What's next? I'm saved. Amen. What's next? Well, if you've ever asked yourself that question, I've come by to tell you that you're in good company. That's a question that every new believer asks. And honestly, it is a question that every seasoned saint, every seasoned Christian ought to be able to answer. Because, my brothers and sisters, what I've come to understand is that salvation is not just a destination. It is not just a place you get to and you get comfortable and you settle there with being saved. It's not just a destination, but how many of you know it is a journey? And on this journey, I have come to learn that we need direction. On this journey, we need encouragement. On this journey, we need a steady, healthy dose of God's word. Oh, his word will keep you on it. His word will encourage you on it. Amen. Well, let me break it down for you. Being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost is not a one-time event. It's a process. You see, repentance opens the door, but real growth comes from seeking God. Real growth comes from studying his word. Real growth comes from living out his word. Paul told Timothy to study, to show yourself approved. That's our challenge, too. We've got to come together. We've got to dig into the word. We've got to, amen, let it empower us for the road that is ahead. first point I want to leave you with this morning is that the past is our teacher. Now let's talk about your past. You see, a lot of people are led to believe that your past is a prison where you stay. But I've come by to challenge you this morning to tell you that your past isn't your prison. Lean over and tell your neighbor your past is your professor. Because what I've learned is that every trial, what I've learned is that every setback, what I've learned is that every school of hard knocks is a lesson designed to prepare you for today. Is there anybody here who's figured out that life will hand you lemons sometimes? Come on, lemons. And can we just be real and be honest this morning? Sometimes those lemons, you picked them. You went out there in the orchard, amen, and you picked those lemons for yourself. Some you picked, some just showed up in your basket. Do I have any witnesses today? But adversity and trouble is God's classroom. Oh my, because from struggle we learn strength. We learn from hardship hope. Amen, amen. God is the master teacher, and every lesson is for your good. Paul told the church at Rome, he said, we glory in our sufferings because suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Oh my. James said it like this. James said, count it all joy when you face trials, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so you may be mature and complete. The past is your teacher. But then we've got to deal with the present. Well, Pastor, if the past is my teacher, what is the present? The present is your gift. Is there anybody here who recognizes that after all that you've been through, the fact that you survived, the fact that you're still here? Come on, how many times have folk counted you out? How many times is it that doctors say they don't know what's going to happen? They don't know what tomorrow holds for you. But the fact that you're here on this Sunday morning reminds you that the present is a gift. That's why I don't understand who folk who won't give God praise. That's why I don't understand folk who don't show gratitude. If you recognize that your present is a gift, you ought to be able to look to the one who gave it to you and tell him thank you. Where are my thankful folk? Where are my folk who know that he woke me up this morning? Where are my folk who know that it was God that put food on my table and clothes on my back? God, I thank you for my presence. The present is your gift. What good are lessons if you don't ever use them? Every day with Jesus is a chance to put what you've learned into action and to share his love with somebody else. This isn't about duty, y'all. It's about delight. Don't you hear the psalmist saying, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart? And one thing I'm thankful for, I'm thankful that I've learned that when you serve the Lord with joy, you get a righteousness that cannot be tarnished. When you serve God with joy, you get a peace that cannot be troubled. When you learn how to serve God with joy, you get a foundation that cannot be shaken, a light that cannot be put out, and a rest that cannot be disturbed. Oh my. I tell folk, you know, some folks say, Pastor, I know you get calls all through the night. You're right about it. Amen. Sometimes it can be 2 a.m. and my phone will ring and I don't have the luxury that some of you have. You know, you can put your phone on do not disturb. But because I know that God called me to be your pastor, I don't have that luxury to put my phone on do not be disturbed, amen, because sometimes it's in the midnight hour that somebody just needs to hear pastor say, you're going to make it. Somebody just needs to hear pastor say, hang on in there. Don't give up. Amen. God will make a way out of no way. Is there anybody here who can thank God for a peace that will not be disturbed? Oh my, oh my. John said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, because the night comes when no one can work. Paul told the church at Philippi, forgetting what's behind, reaching for what's ahead, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So unwrap your gift. Use it. If the past is your lesson and the present is your gift, then Pastor, what about my future? I'm glad you asked. Amen, amen. If the past is your lesson, if the present is your gift, then I guess that the future ought to be your motivation. Amen, amen. Where are my Bible readers? Where are my Bible readers who know we've got a road map? Amen, amen. We know where we're headed. See, y'all don't know when to shout. Amen, amen, amen. Some of you are so caught up in your past that you can't live in the present. And you can't bless God for what you know your future holds. Where are my folk who know we've got a hope? No matter what Trump does, no matter what the Congress does, no matter what happens to SNAP, no matter what happens to WIC, amen, I've got a future in a God who says he will make a way out of no way. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody said if he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, I know I'm going to get a hamburger every now and then. Come on. Bless his name in this place. But we've got a road map. The Bible says that we've got eternal life. Jesus, listen to Jesus. He said, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Now, some of y'all read that and thought he was talking about right here and right now. I thank God for abundant life right now, but y'all, I ain't really started living yet, but when I get to heaven, come on, somebody said that this is just a rehearsal for when we get to heaven. Amen. And I challenge you, I dare you this morning, don't wait to get to heaven to praise God. Don't wait to get to heaven to worship him. You better learn how to praise him now. You better learn how to thank him now. Don't lose your way. Keep your eyes on the prize. Oh my, oh my. Come on, nudge your neighbor and tell him you better learn how to be faithful now. You better learn how to be faithful now. I read my Bible and I discovered that Noah was faithful through the flood. I read my Bible and I found out that Abraham was faithful on Mount Moriah. Ruth was faithful in Boaz's field. Joseph was faithful even in the pit. Moses was faithful in Pharaoh's court. The Bible says that Elijah was faithful on Mount Carmel. The Bible says that Elisha was faithful even in the shadow. David was faithful even while facing Goliath. Daniel, the Bible says, was faithful in the lion's den. The Hebrew boys were faithful even in the furnace. Stephen was faithful while being stoned. Paul was faithful in prison. And don't you see Jesus? He was faithful even on the cross. Is there anybody here this morning who understands that God knows your struggle? He knows your battles. He knows your sacrifices. He knows your temptations. Is there anybody glad to know that we serve a God who knows our storms, but he also knows that you will come out as pure gold? I dare you this morning to give him praise. There's an old song that the slaves used to sing. They would say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. The saints of old endured, holding on to the hope of eternal life. Without that hope, death would still be feared. Without that hope, hearts would still be miserable. Without that hope, minds would still be troubled. Without that hope, souls would have no song. Paul said, let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Is there anybody here this morning, in spite of how it looks, you've made up in your mind that I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. When we get to heaven, there will be no more doubt. When we get to heaven, there will be no more pain. There will be no more peril. So don't you get weary, because one of these days, I said one of these days, we'll trade earthly gloom for heaven's riches. One of these days, we will trade earthly problems for heavenly peace. One of these days, we will trade earthly miseries for heavenly mansions. Don't you want to go there? Don't you want to see him? Don't you want to live with him? Then don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Give God praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Won't he make a way? Won't he open doors? Won't he bring you out? Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, stand up all over this place. Hold on, children. Don't you get weary.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message,